First of all, we'll talk to Mr. Ryan Loughran. A winner in Donegal. You got her home. Big battle with Damien. Nice to get a victory in Donegal.
Aye, definitely. Very nice to get a victory here. You're on about getting her home. There's a few times today and she very nearly wasn't home, but aye, we got her here in the finish.
Yep. How'd you bet it in early on? I know it slipped you out there and you weren't happy with the brakes at one stage on it, but once you start to find your rhythm, you're on the pace.
Aye, we probably went better this morning than we did in the afternoon. Probably just down to tyre choice more than anything, but we seemed to pull it out of the bag in the last one there. So.
Yeah, you beat him by a second on that stage and it increased it out to four then at the end. Really, really nothing in it, and these escorts were going on the pipes, so they were.
Well, there wasn't another tenth in the last stage, I can assure you. Yeah. It was, I don't even know what to say. I don't think I ever drove as hard as I drove on that stage. So.
Right, yeah. Because these are international stages as well, have been used before, and they're fantastic stages for an event of this level.
Aye, well, see, that's the thing. We'd probably be quite familiar with most of that stage, so I suppose you can take every last wee bit out of it when you are familiar with it.
Yeah. And you have to come back again to Donegal for another one later in the year.
Aye, well, that's the plan, hopefully.
Okay, listen, well done today, Ryan. Congratulations.
Thanks very much.
I'll dip over to the other side now and I'll talk to his navigator, Gareth Doherty, a local man. Gareth, I wonder on the money stages, you know these roads quite well, so you do, and you're not too far from the house, so I'm sure you're delighted with the win.
Ah, definitely delighted. Actually, it's always nice to win, and it's nice to win, but it's nice to win on home turf, so
yeah.
Delighted.
Yeah, you had a big putt in the last one around Cairn Hill there.
Ah, definitely had now. There's no big moments now, but definitely going hard.
And a great line of competitors. You boys know each other well, so you do, but when we seen the list out, it was very, very impressive, and it was impressive in the roads too, and the competing on it.
It definitely was. Everybody comes to Donegal, they go hardly.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how many stages international, they go hard. So
yeah.
And good banter too, and fair play to Johnny and the boys, you know, there's two brilliant stages and well run rallies.
Yeah. We're back again with Ryan. These boys are going well.
Definitely.
Okay. Congratulations, Gareth.
Cheers, Ossie.
There you go, Gareth Doherty, local man. On with Ryan Loughran. Where's Damien Gallagher? Come on over to the side, Damien, to me. Damien Gallagher and Mac Walsh. We'll have to get Mac over as well. So we will. Damien, this is your local event. You're not too far from home. You had a big battle there with Ryan, so you did.
Yeah, definitely. It was tight the last loop in particular, Rush, and we gave it absolutely everything to give it a go with them, but it just wasn't enough for them, unfortunately. But hey, listen, we thoroughly enjoyed our day. Fair play to Johnny and the boys, marshals, timekeepers. I have to admit, as you got the stages, spectators, they were fantastic, really well behaved, really out of the way, and give us pleasure to do through, because you weren't that worried, wasn't in the back of your head, you know, Johnny could be standing in a bad place or something, you know, so fair play to them.
Yeah, listen, earlier in the day, you had to clean the road for the boys behind you, so you did, but you stuck with them. Eight with the last loop to come of two stages, you got it down to three. That first one out must have been a blistering pace for you.
Yeah, we give it a fair go. We give it a fair go the second time out too. We realised we're in with too soft a set up in the car in the morning, for I was expecting it to be damper than what it was, you know. And again, because of the gravel, I wanted the car to more lie into the corners, and we discovered we have to adjust the car a bit harder and change the tyre compound in the rear. It's probably the first time we've run a match on the back of the car since 17, and it transformed. It brought the car back to the way I want to feel the car to drive again, and I maybe some of our pace was lacking earlier on in the year just because of that too, you know, but unfortunately we learned it today and not earlier on.
Yeah. You enjoyed that last loop?
Absolutely. I mean, it's when you drive a car, when you're on a car, knowing you're given everything you can give, like, and come out to the end of it, no matter who beats you, if they do beat you, like, you can't come out but happy, like, you give everything you give, so, and both of us done that.
Yeah. Okay. Just to let everybody know here, Damien said to me earlier today that this is his last event in this escort. He's going to pull the pin and he's going to retire from motorsport. And I suppose there's no better way, Damien, than stepping away from it than having a bat with Ryan Loughran, and you thoroughly enjoyed it. But you've been round rallying a long time, so you have.
Yeah, I suppose. Probably from Christmas on, it was in the back of my head, you know, when it's getting to the stage where it's money is a big issue to try and get this thing prepped the way you try and beat like a Ryan and the caliber of driver and crew you're racing behind us and stuff. Yeah. You got to have the best equipment, and our car just as that wee step behind, you know. So, look at this stage. We had 27 years at it. At 24, this man beside me had some fantastic successful runs and this last 20 in particular. And I think it's time just to pull the pin. I'm content with the decision before I started the event. I'm still content with the decision. So it's nice to go the way we raced today and drove today, and that's even makes it sweeter again, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah. Dara said to me you told her four times before that you were retiring. But I asked Mac, because Mac's the most reliable of the whole lot. And Mac, they've been serious about this, you boys, the partnership's coming to an end.
It's coming to an end this time, I heard it more than four, but whatever. Yeah. That's probably the right thing to do now, to be fair, at this stage.
Yeah.
As you say, 24, 25 years.
Yeah. He has great memories for you too.
We have memories, hey. my mind's falling, and it's great to have him.
Yeah, okay.
Delighted for Damien. Yeah. Totally delighted for Damien.
Give him a big round of applause. Damien Gallagher, folks. Johnny Jordan, I was speaking to you earlier, Johnny. You were quite happy just to get the car home in one class 13. As it's turned out, you've got a top three placing.
Yeah, a wee bonus for me, yeah. I would have took it this morning now with open irons, but I wasn't expecting it, so kind of, as the day progressed, it was kind of the day to get home and finish his rally, like, so. Yeah. Unfortunately, Paul and Carol pulled in on the last stage, like, so we just kind of pick up the pieces.
Yeah. Only non-escort in the top three. We starlet like these stages today?
Yeah. The fourth stage now, they have to be fair now, the two really good stages, you know, they put on there, in fairness. Like, the second stage, I love that second stage, in fairness, it's a really good stage, like, you know, good grip and it's fast and flowing and everything you want. Yeah.
Everything you want, okay. I'm going to go over to Paddy here. He's talking to the COC. Paddy McCrudden, the navigator, third overall. Paddy, it's nice to win on the home stages, isn't it?
It's very nice now. Good day and great event by Johnny and them. And it's good crack now.
Yeah. Good way to start the year.
Good way to start the year.
There'll be a few more, will there?
Oh, probably will, like every other year.
Good stuff. Well, the best of luck with the year and well done today.
Thanks, Sergeant. Good man.